The Utah County Health Board voted last Monday to place greater regulation on electronic cigarettes. Many other counties in the state have enacted similar rules regarding the sale of the device. Linnea Fletcher of the Utah County Health Department says that the new regulations cover the sale and manufacture of e-cigarettes with sanitation and youth protection in mind.
There's really two parts to the regulation. The first side is for the retail side. Anybody that's selling will need to be permitted through the Utah County Health Department. It's to prevent youth access. The other side is the manufacturing piece, and so it has everything from sanitation, cleanliness of the facility.
The sale and promotion of e-cigarettes has grown in recent years, with state and local governments around the country restricting the use of traditional cigarettes even more. Fletcher says that many young people still have misconceptions surrounding e-cigarettes.
They don't think that there's nicotine in them. Even the bottles that say that there's zero nicotine in them, they're still containing traces of nicotine in them. Another thing, as far as the youth goes, they think that it's just water vapor. It's actually not water. It's actually an oil-based product, and it's like a vegetable oil flavoring and nicotine in it.
According to Fletcher, popular misinformation about e-cigarettes has led youth who don't normally use tobacco to use the new device. She says that Utah's rate of teenage use of the product has risen.
Here in the state of Utah, we have a youth usage rate of about 5.9%, so we are actually higher than the national average. So we're seeing that youth that wouldn't try a traditional cigarette are actually trying an e-cigarette instead.
The new regulations have been given a 90-day implementation period. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Evan Hall.